Massive protests in Niger demand French troops withdraw after coup. By John Hayward on September 4, 2023. A massive protest on Saturday in Niger's capital city of Niamey drew tens of thousands of angry demonstrators who demanded France withdraw all of its forces immediately. France has been critical of the July 26 coup, but the public has demonstrated a great deal of support for the junta, and attitudes towards France soured even before the civilian government was overthrown. "We are ready to sacrifice ourselves today, because we are proud. They plundered our resources and we became aware. So they're going to get out," a protester told Reuters on Saturday. "All military bases. We want to fight to remove from our country all military bases. We don't want it. Because for more than 13 years, terrorism has been here. They don't care to fight terrorism," another told Al Jazeera News. The demonstrators congregated outside a French military base where about 1,500 personnel are stationed. The protesters lugged a line of coffins draped with the French flag, slaughtered a goat painted with France's colors, and waved banners with slogans such as "French Army, Leave Our Country." Niger security officials said the crowd began assembling 5 hours before the event was scheduled to begin and was much larger than anticipated. More demonstrations were held on Sunday. Aside from the goat, there did not appear to be any violence at the protest, although some protesters reportedly smashed police barricades so they could get closer to the base. On Friday, French President Emmanuel Macron restated his support for elected Niger President Mohamed Bazoum, who has been under house arrest since he was overthrown by the military. Junta leaders said they might charge Bazoum with high treason for colluding with foreigners. Outside observers believe Bazoum was overthrown because he sought to improve Niger's alliances with Western powers and because he threatened the positions of some key military and government officials who turned against him. "I speak every day to President Bazoum. We support him. We do not recognize those who carried out the putsch. The decisions we will take, whatever they may be, will be based upon exchanges with Bazoum," Macron said. On Monday, Macron pledged support for the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and whatever action they decide to take against the junta. ECOWAS said in mid-August it has decided on a D-Day for military intervention in Niger if Bazoum is not returned to office, although it did not disclose the date it has chosen, and it said force would be used only as a last resort. "I call on all the states in the region to adopt a responsible policy," Macron said on Monday, although he added that France would support military action if ECOWAS makes that decision. The protesters were especially enraged by French Ambassador Sylvain Nitte refusing to leave the country as ordered by the junta. On Thursday, the junta-controlled Niger Foreign Ministry sent France a letter stating that Nitte no longer enjoys the privileges and immunities attached to his status, and all of his diplomatic cards and visas have been cancelled, along with those of his family members. The letter indicated that Niger's police are prepared to expel Nitte by force, but the French government dismissed the threat, saying the putschists have no authority to revoke diplomatic credentials. France ignored the August 28 deadline given for Nitte to leave the country. On Saturday, Niger's top court rubber-stamped the order to expel the French ambassador, and the junta angrily accused France of interfering in Niger's internal affairs by refusing to obey. "He is our representative to the legitimate authorities in Niger, accredited as such. We don't have to bow to the injunctions of a minister who has no legitimacy," French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna responded on Sunday in an interview with Le Monde. Colonna said her government would ensure Nitte can safely face up to any pressure from the coup leaders and reiterated that French troops in Niger also will not leave unless the legitimate government of President Bazoum makes such a request. The French army said on Friday it is ready to respond to any renewed tension that would target French military and diplomatic facilities in Niger. The junta reopened Niger's airspace to commercial flights on Monday, having shut it down on August 6 after ECOWAS threatened military intervention. The junta did not give a reason for lifting the ban on commercial flights.